On a cold winter day, the air is still and quiet on Spirit Mountain on the western side of Duluth, Minnesota, a town on Lake Superior. There's a chalet and downhill ski area on one side of the mountain, but for the most part, the forest is undeveloped.
Let me just walk up here a little bit so you can see into the forest a bit more.
Nancy Nelson is a local environmentalist who's horrified at the thought of a golf course here.
So if the golf course were to be built, that would all be clear cut and turned into turf grass.
Spirit Mountain is owned by the city of Duluth. It has a unique mixture of ecosystems. There are wetlands and small streams. Wildflowers cover the ground in the spring. And there is old growth forest, including sugar maple, yellow birch, and red oak. Outgoing Duluth Mayor Gary Doty thinks the golf course is a good idea. The course would have taken 250 acres of the 2,000-acre forest.
I saw this as a responsible activity with safeguards put in place to prevent problems with water runoff and wetlands and trees and all those kinds of things.
The mayor says it would have been an environmentally responsible project. Environmentalist Nancy Nelson disagrees.
Once you clear cut an area, it all kind of starts over. And it takes hundreds of years at least to get to the stage that this forest is at. I just don't think it's a fair trade-off to destroy something that's taken that long to develop just so we can build a golf course.
But experts say building golf courses in natural areas is tempting for cash-strapped cities and counties throughout the Great Lakes region. Brett Halsey works with the Sierra Club to fight plans for golf courses on government parkland.
Across the Great Lakes, we see golf courses threatening our national parks, local parks, wetlands, and forests. They destroy habitat for wild animals, fish, and wildlife. They increase runoff pollution. And they also close off access to public areas.
Halsey says trees are cut down, lawn chemicals are used, and to even walk through the area, you have to pay greens fees. The Sierra Club website keeps track of the places where parkland is threatened by golf course development. But as for the course on Spirit Mountain, Mayor Doty says it's been stopped, at least for now. Stopped by what Doty calls extreme environmentalists who blindly oppose development.
I don't think we should take every tree down and build parking lots and hotels and condominiums every place in town. But I looked at what was good for the community. And what was good for the community was to develop an environmentally sound golf course. And it still leaves a lot of wooded lands that people would be able to enjoy outside of using the golf course.
But environmentalists say the world doesn't need another golf course. They say there are too many now. Since the Spirit Mountain course was first proposed 9 years ago, the popularity of golf has waned, according to the Sierra Club's Brett Halsey, with the supply of golf courses now outstripping demand.
We're seeing a lot of golf courses struggling. The bloom is definitely off the golf course rose. And local governments should take a real hard look at whether this is the best way for them to raise local money.
And so, some experts say that in the future, the battle over turning parkland into golf courses might be won by environmentalists by default. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey.